Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 27 on September 15, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Marathon Oil, the iShares China Large Cap ETF, and Freeport-McMoRan, and we discuss three new trades on Cleveland Cliffs, the MSCI Emerging Market Index Fund, and the Triple Q Trust ETF. And it's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need in order to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them. And our website, of course, is theweeklyoption.com, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now this week, the market got a slight boost once again. The Dow Jones Industrial Index gained 238 points on the week, an increase of just shy of 1% to end the week at 26,154 points. The S&P 500 Index priced up about 33 points once again, finishing the week at 2,904 points, up roughly 1.16%. This will be another slow earnings week. There are 26 publicly traded companies that will announce quarterly earnings this week. On Monday, we'll hear from Oracle and FedEx. On Tuesday, we'll hear from General Mills and AutoZone. On Thursday, we'll hear from Darden Restaurants. So those are the five companies that I'll be watching this week out of the 26 that are scheduled to announce earnings. Now, with all of that being said, let's just dive into the trades for last week. So we'll start with the covered call on Marathon Oil. When we entered this trade, Marathon stock was trading for $20.52. We looked at selling the October 21 call for 84 cents, looking to gain 6.43% in 6 weeks. Marathon stock ended the week 36 cents higher, closing at $20.88 on Friday. We've made 36 cents in the stock so far, and the call option that we sold is about 2 cents lower this week. All in all, if you were to close the trade right now by selling the shares of stock and then buying back that call, we would make 38 cents per share. Our overall goal is to make $1.32 per share on this trade. So I'm going to stay in. I say it's best to stay in this trade and ride it out. Expiration is roughly 5 weeks away. And if we get a situation where it makes sense to exit early, meaning we collect a significant portion of that $1.32 that we hope to make on the trade, then it might be time to revisit exiting. But for now, we haven't reached that point, and it's best to stay in. Next, we'll look at the credit spread we discussed last week on the iShares China Large Cap ETF, symbol FXI, Frank X-Ray Isaac. At the time, the stock was $40.91, and we looked at selling the September 41.5-42 call spread for 15 cents, with a maximum loss of 35 cents. Now, of course, this is a September trade, and at the time when we entered it, it was a two-week trade. So I pointed out as well that it was a bit riskier than normal. Now, the China Large Cap ETF rose 32 cents this week to finish at $41.23. So our September 41.5-42 call spread actually barely moved. You can still enter this trade for 15 cents, meaning you can add on to it or sell it to start for 15 cents. And if we were to exit it, we'd have to cross the bid-ask spread. Now, that would cost you a few cents. So the exit price, if you were to try to close out this trade right now, is 19 cents. So you would lock in a loss of 4 cents. You'd exit by buying the 41.5 call and selling the 42 call in September. Now, with expiration 1 week away, I say hold on to the trade, but be very cautious. You don't want the trade to go negative with 5 trading days left in the month. And if I caught the news headline correct, the U.S. just issued several more tariffs against China. So this trade actually could end up working out. This is really a trade that will allow you to take advantage or actually capitalize on the trade war that's happening with China. And our final trade from last week was on Freeport McMoRan. It was the debit spread on Freeport McMoRan, symbol FCX, Frank Charles X-Ray. When we entered, the stock was $13.18. We looked at buying the September 13 half 13 put spread for 28 cents with the goal of earning 22 cents or 78.5% return in 2 weeks. In order for that to happen, we needed Freeport McMoRan stock to fall on the week. The stock ended the week trading at $13.69. That's an increase of roughly 51 cents on the week, which means that our 13 half 13 put spread is now out of the money. We paid 28 cents to enter the trade, and if we were to sell the trade right now, we would lock in an 18 cent loss on the trade. The spread is currently priced at 10 cents. Now, I don't spend much time on the show discussing technical analysis, but it plays a part into my selections each week. And when I look at the Freeport McMoRan stock chart, even though it was higher this week, it has not shown any sign that the downward trend is complete. So I would actually look at staying in this trade. Even though it's down on the week, I really think that this stock can go lower this week. It can continue that downward trend and then turn this into a finish, you know, let this trade finish positive on the week. So this is a September trade, which means there's only 1 week left in the trade. So I would stay in. And at this point, you're really only risking another $10 more per spread. So if you were to exit, you're gaining $10 per spread. But if you let it ride, you might actually pick up more than that. Or, of course, there's always the other side, is you can lose that $10, making this a total loss on the trade. So really depends on your personality and your metrics. But feel free to take a look at that chart, at that stock chart, and see if this is a trade that you still believe in or not. Now, let's take a look at the trades for this upcoming week. This upcoming Friday, of course, just a reminder, September 21st is September expiration. So any September trades that you have on will either finish in the money fully and have some intrinsic value, or they will go to zero and finishing out of the money. So all of our trades for this upcoming week and for the next few weeks are going to be based in the month of October. So let's start off with the covered call. I'm looking at a stock I really wasn't too familiar with. Cleveland Cliffs, symbol CLF, Charles Larry Frank. The stock is trading for $11.51, and I'm looking at selling the October 12 call against the stock, collecting 48 cents for the call. Now, if this if stock ends up higher than $12 per share at October expiration, we will lock in roughly 8.4% return on our money. Now, a couple things about this stock. It's a U.S.-based iron ore manufacturer, and they actually own roughly 55% of the U.S. iron ore pellet market. Now, this is really important as well because of the tariffs that have been put on Chinese steel, Chinese iron ore. That actually gives this company a little bit of a boost. It helps it in the short term as far as being able to sell its product to the U.S. customers. Obviously, tariffs in the long run are going to hurt this company because they'll only be forced to sell in the U.S. and won't be able to arbitrage between any of the other export markets for steel. But for now, I really think this trade could lock in 8%. So take a look at it and see if it fits your risk profile. Our next trade is going to be the credit spread on the MSCI Emerging Markets Index Fund. The symbol for this is EEM. Edward Mary. The stock is trading for $41.96 right now. And I'm looking at selling the October 42 half, 43 call spread, collecting 17 cents on this 50 cent wide spread, which means that I'll have a maximum loss of 33 cents. You enter this trade by selling the October 42 half call for 71 cents and then buying the October 43 call for 54 cents. So that's what creates the 17 cent value in the spread. Now, one of the things I like about this trade is that the stock has been trending lower for several months, and it's largely beaten down due to trade wars, specifically the US-China tariff war. So once again, this emerging market is heavily influenced by the US relationship with China and trade right now. And once again, I feel very, very bearish on this right now. I think we're in the middle at best of this. You could see this really extending much lower, basically cutting off Chinese products to the US, which will actually hurt this ETF. So if that's the case, selling it for 17 cents over the next few weeks is actually a positive for our returns, because I'm expecting this ETF to go lower. And then our final trade for the day is a debit spread, of course. And I'm returning to one of my favorites. It's actually one that I traded on the floor of the CBOE briefly years and years ago. But it's the Triple Qs, the Invesco Triple Q Trust ETF, symbol QQQ. And that's Qantas, Qantas, Qantas. I'm looking at buying the October 183-184 call spread. And right now, the stock is trading for 183.99. So 183.99, or almost $184. So I'm looking at buying the October 183-184 call spread, paying 67 cents for this spread, giving me a maximum loss, of course, of 67 cents, the money that I pay for the spread, and a maximum gain of 33 cents since I'm buying a $1 wide call spread. 33 cents represents a 49% return over the next 5 weeks. And you enter by paying $3.83 for the 183 call and then selling the 184 call for $3.16. Now, I like this trade because the stock has been in a very nice uptrend since March. And so that's several months of just a slow rise each month. There have been a few pullbacks, but they have typically returned to higher highs and higher lows, so I like that. And also, the spread is 99 cents in the money right now, so it's almost one penny being a fully in the money spread, and we're only paying 67 cents for it. So if I can pay 67 cents to get $1, I'll do that every day, all day long, and that's the opportunity we have in this spread right now. So that's it for this week's spread ideas and trade ideas. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. If you have any questions, once again, just email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. You can also listen to this podcast online on YouTube. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I look forward to seeing you next week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.